You mentioned AI and content there. Recently, I've had quite a few content people, content copywriters, all that saying that their business has totally plummeted for obvious reasons, you know, for online, and basically people don't seem to want to invest into manually written content as much as they used to. Because of, obviously, GPT and all these AI tools, do you think there's a fine balance between using a tool to help streamline and totally taking over?
Yeah, I think my general advice with regards to AI is that you should use AI to amplify your actual intelligence. Like that's what it should be. In my experience, and I've tested this on a topic that I was on figs, right? I was making a test site on figs because I like figs and I like pictures of figs. And I was doing a test site on this, and I spun up some content from GPT about figs. And then I was going around checking on, like, fact checking some of this stuff, and it was complete nonsense. They were just making up information about, you know, agricultural history of figs and things like that. So I think that the way that people are managing content and the way that people are expecting to engage with content is changing. And I think that AI is a tool within that. And I think that when you use it as a tool to, again, amplify your intelligence, then it will help you to get great results. So, for instance, you're seeing a lot of people who are now hiring for, like, AI content editors, AI content fact checkers, AI content support. I think that, you know, I've heard people say you won't be replaced by AI, you'll be replaced by a marketer using AI. And I think that in terms of the way that the roles are changing, we work in tech, and one of the things I love about working in tech is that, you know, you're always working on something new.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.